Hi everyone, this is Tim. Welcome to North and South Podcasts, and this is the second podcast that contains interviews with my late grandmother who died in 2016. So I did two videos of my nan speaking after doing an earlier audio with my nan and my granddad in 2001, where my nan spoke more fluently and lucidly, etc., about her experiences of growing up in the war. But unfortunately, that tape was chewed up. It was a cassette. So I managed to do two videos and put them on Facebook a number of years ago, but I've managed to go on Facebook, take the video off, use the audio, and to create two podcasts. So the first one was the one on the Blitz that featured me nan, that featured me at the site of an air raid shelter that took a direct hit in Bootle. But this one is just me nan talking generally about life in the 20th century, and we don't talk about the war or the Blitz because I'd already covered that, and I just wanted to get some kind of record of her life and the experiences she went through. Apologies for the poor audio at times, and apologies for a little bit of confusion sometimes between me and me nan, because she was in her 90s, and I couldn't always hear what she said, and I've edited it a little bit, but I've left a lot of stuff in because I think it's good oral history, and again, it's important to remember these things. So thanks everyone to listening, hopefully enjoying the history podcast to do and the family history one to do as well, because
hello Nana, say hello, I'm filming. Yeah, like you're 92 tomorrow, aren't you?
Cheers.
So when did you, where did you go to school, Nan?
St James's.
And when did you go to school? Do you remember how old you were when you first went?
Five.
You were five. And when, how old were you when you left?
15 or 16, whatever it was. I went into the other school, St. Monica's, you know.
Yeah.
That way.
And then, when did you leave school? What did you do when you left school?
I went to work in the packing case. And then we went on the war business, because we all had to go on then.
Yeah. So you worked at the packing place, and then you had to help during the war?
Oh, yeah.
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 And then after the war, where did you work after the war? Did you work in the packing place still?
Packing place, yeah.
And did your mum work there? Did Nanny work there?
She did for a bit, and I worked there for a long time then.
Yeah.
And,
did you like working there?
You got used to it, there wasn't much office going then, you know,
you couldn't go
anywhere.
And did you get paid a lot of money, or was it not very much?
No, but it was good because the war was on, we were getting a little bit extra.
So you got extra?
In the war.
So you got extra pay during the war?
Yeah, because we were saving the war, doing the stuff for the war.
That's good. So when did you meet my granddad? Was that after the war?
Yeah, about that time.
Yeah.
Used to go to St. Monica's.
Yeah.
You know St. Monica's?
The club there.
Yeah, we used to go dancing there.
And did you meet him there, or?
Well, he only lived around, like, over there, you know.
Yeah, so you lived quite close.
Yeah.
And then how long were you at the packing place for? For quite a while?
Oh, a number of years, yeah. Till the war broke out. And then I had to go on munitions.
And then did you work there after the war?
Yeah, for a little bit, but not long. Just went elsewhere then and there.
And do you remember when the NHS started, the National Health Service?
I don't remember, I couldn't tell you the date right now, but it was at the time of...
Okay, it was 1948.
Yeah.
But do you remember what it was like before the NHS? What was it like before the NHS if you got sick? What happened?
After you,
they still looked after you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And did you go to, if you were ill, would you go to doctors?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Could then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And do you remember before the NHS, what did you do if you were sick then? Do you remember where you used to go if you were sick before the NHS?
She stood to the doctors.
Right. And did you have to pay to go and see the doctor?
You always had a doctor anyway, you know.
Right, right. But was it better when the NHS was created?
Well, I don't know about that, Tim. You've done very well, really, considering.
Yeah, yeah. And were you ever sick? Did you ever have to go to the hospital other than to have a baby? Or when you were younger, did you have to ever have to go to the hospital?
I don't think so.
Only when you had babies or...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And what did you think of the hospitals when you were having the babies? Were they nice places?
Very nice.
Yeah.
Everything was nice for you.
Good. Do you remember where you worked after the packing case place?
Like a woodwork. Belonging to the packing case a bit, but in a different place, you know.
So you went to a different place?
Yeah.
Right. And when did you start working in the post office down here on Watts Lane? Do you remember when you started there?
That was after I was married, I think.
Right, because I remember you working there with Aunt May when I was young.
Yeah.
And then you worked in St. Robert Bellarmine's, didn't you?
Yeah, in school, yeah.
That's right. And do you remember when you retired? How old were you when you retired? Can you remember?
We didn't have no much push then. We just kind of seemed to carry on.
So do you remember what job you did before you worked in the post office in Watts Lane? Do you remember what you did after the packing case, but before you went to Watts Lane?
Before the packing case, I was in like a tin works.
A tin works? And yeah. And do you remember any other jobs you had, or... Liz, do you remember anywhere else you worked that she might have forgotten?
No,
or?
We needed the home. In
the home?
She was a home. She was a full-time homemaker.
So you were a full-time homemaker as well, Nana?
Yeah.
And how many children did you have?
How many children did you have? 11, I've got 11.
You got 11.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. So were you at home a lot? You only had part-time jobs, didn't you, after you'd had babies?
Yeah, but I always worked, Jim, for all that.
So you worked part-time all the time? Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. So what's your favourite memories of being a child or when you were young? What's your favourite memory?
I was always pretty good with the ball. Playing, netball and all those kind of things.
Oh, yeah.
Done all those.
Were you good at netball?
Yeah.
And were you a good dancer, Nana?
A dancer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good dancer?
Yeah.
What's your favourite type of dancing? Did you have a particular style or...?
In fours or eights.
Fours and eights?
And four
there
and then
you
cross over.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Things like that.
Formation.
That was when we were in the
party. That's right. And do you remember when you went to America to stay with Mary, USA? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Did you like the USA? Did you like going to America?
I didn't mind.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. What would you say to a young Elizabeth Clark? If you could go back in time and give her some advice, what would you say to yourself?
I would have had to tell her to watch out herself. And they all had a bit of a good job in the packing case.
So you tell her to work in the packing case and to enjoy it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We used to bring a bundle of firewood wrapped up with wire or something.
Yeah.
On a Wednesday night coming home, and we'd have a bundle of wood for a... the week when we went home.
Would you throw that onto the fire?
Oh, yeah. Well, your granddad used to light the fire, which he would.
Did he?
For the morning.
And the coal as well. Did you have coal in the house?
Yeah, coal. But you got a bag for sixpence then.
Sixpence. So what did you, when you were young, did you feel like you had enough to eat, that you had enough food in the house? Or?
I think so. Yeah. Maybe we just managed it, but nevertheless...
And what do you think's different? What do you think's changed the most since when you were a young girl? What do you think's changed the most?
Oh, well, everything seemed easier, and you can get a job easier. Well, it might look like you can't now, but you can't. You could get a good job. You left in the packing case for years.
Yeah. So you think it was easier to get a job back then?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Not now, Tim.
So how did you meet my granddad then?
How
did you meet my granddad? Was it in St. Monica's or did you live near him?
In St. Monica's. Yeah. And I used to dance with him in St. Monica's. Yeah.
And do you remember the day you got married?
Yeah.
And where did you get married?
St. Monica's.
At St. Monica's?
Yeah.
When was the last... Have you been to St. Monica's Church recently? Have you been back or...
I haven't had time. Yeah. Of late, but not very recent at the moment now, but... I have been in there to go back for a short while, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Say a prayer or something.
No worries. A little drive around. Okay. I'm gonna put this on Facebook for all the family to see, Nan. I've filmed this, yeah? I've been filming it. So I'm gonna put it on Facebook, and then Joan in America and my mum in Scotland and all the rest of the family can look at it. So do you wanna just say who you are and how old you are?
I'm
92.
92.
And what football team do you support? Who's that?
Everton.
Right, just for that.
I used to be a supporter for Everton.
Yeah.
And that's how we done
that, yeah. And that we all are as well, aren't we? All the family.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, thanks, Nan.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
That was very good too.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.